It started with an almost unthinkable radio transmission to an emergency number. The entire Key Bridge has fallen into the harbor. Unbelievable. I mean, and then the video, like something from a sci-fi movie. 1 minute, the heavily traveled Outer Harbor Bridge in Baltimore stood there majestically. The next minute, it was gone, in pieces, in the river. And then the deep sadness of knowing the workers on the bridge had gone with it. As I awoke to that heartbreaking scene on the news, I immediately had two reactions. One was to go to God for all the people who were hurt or lost or missing or grieving or helping, because He is, as the Bible says, the God of all comfort and the Father of all compassion. My second thought was the always be there things in our life are like that bridge, aren't they? They can be there 1 minute and then so suddenly be gone. That collapsing bridge, I thought, is a picture of what happens in so many grieving hearts. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a tragic collapse and an empty grave. You know, each day all around us, people watch a piece of their life infrastructure crumble before their eyes. That marriage that was supposed to bring so much happiness, not so much pain. The future that's suddenly threatened by health issues that may change everything. The plans that just blew up. The relationship on the rocks. That child in trouble. The return of a ghost from the past. The Bible bluntly calls out how insecure our security really is. In Job, it says, what they trust in is fragile. What they rely on is a spider's web. They lean on the web, but it gives way. A fire, a tornado, a drunk driver crossing the line, a heart attack, it can collapse in a moment, like the day I suddenly lost the love of my life. The day before, it was filled with the joy of our first grandchild's graduation. My Karen was so alive. And the next afternoon, she was gone. My mirror, my cheerleader, my wise counselor, my very best friend. A lot came crashing down that day. One thing did not. In one of Jesus' many parables, he tells about two houses, one built on sand, one on rock. It's our word for today from the Word of God from Luke chapter 6, verses 48 and 49. He said they both look good until a violent storm comes, and then he described when it hits the house without a foundation, the verse says, the floods sweep down against that house, and it will collapse in a heap of ruins. Jesus goes on to say, when the floodwaters break against the house with the foundation on solid rock, it stands firm because it is well built. Well, the storms, the crashes, the collapses, they're actually reminders that we were never meant to build everything on life's shifting sand. We need that solid rock. And God reveals where our restless, fearful hearts can find it. In the words of Scripture, He has planted eternity in the human heart. We're created for something that's indestructible, that lasts forever, which is why so many searching hearts turn to Jesus. Because He put a transforming word in front of the word life, the word eternal. The Bible tells us that God has given us eternal life, quote, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. There's only one man who can give us unshakable, unlosable life, the one man who proved He has it. Of the estimated 100 million people who've lived on this planet, only one has ever walked out of his grave under his own power, and that's Jesus, the one who on Good Friday loved me so much that He poured out His life on a cross to pay for the sin that had cut me off from God. On a dark May day, I lost the love of my life, but not the one who loves me most and who promises, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Unending life, unlosable love, finally the eternity hole in my heart, filled by the one it was made for. This is the glory of Easter, for when the Savior who walked out of His grave walks into your life, something transforming happens. You're safe forever.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.